This is Joe Castellano. The SportsVirus.com podcasts are expanding outside of the Bay Area. Now we proudly present the Seattle Mariners Grand Salami Podcast, featuring John Wells, the founder and publisher of Grand Salami Magazine, and other guests to talk Seattle Mariners baseball. Today, the Grand Salami Podcast catches up with Mariners third baseman Kyle Seager.
This team, when your expectations are high and you're not meeting them, at least early in the season, you're a veteran guy, so, how do you react to that?
You know, that's baseball. You know, we certainly haven't played our best baseball, but, you know, that's just something to look forward to. You know, we haven't played our best baseball, and, you know, we're still in a semi-decent position where we can, you know, make a move. It's early enough where, you know, nobody's panicking or anything like that. So I think we're going to be fine.
Did you ever wonder or say, hey, you know, hey, maybe the expectations were too high or, you know, lay low for a little bit?
No. I mean, we like what we have here. You know, we know what we have. You know, we're, you know, 25 games in. So, I mean, it's not there's nobody needs to panic or anything like that. You know, we have a good group in that locker room, and, you know, we're just going to continue to go out there and play day to day, and everything will work out.
At the plate, how do you feel, and does it appear like teams are shifting more when you're at that?
You know, I got shifted a lot last year, so, you know, it's definitely nothing new. You know, different teams shift, sometimes do, sometimes they don't, so, you know, it's just something that you continually have to work with. But, you know, if you're hitting the ball over the field like, you know, you're supposed to, then, you know, they won't be shifting.
It must be real satisfying when they're shifting and you either bunt or hit the other way, kind of sticking in their problem.
But, you know, that's baseball. You know, our job is to get on base. You know, anytime, any way you can do it, you know, ultimately the goal is to score runs. So, you know, you need people on base to do that. So if, you know, you can bunt and you can get on there, you know, that opens it up for the next guy. So, I mean, that's just kind of the way baseball goes.
How's Lloyd handling your team's performance to this point? Do managers react differently than players?
Skip's been awesome. You know, he's like us. He knows what we have here. He knows everything's going to work out. It's a long season. You know, we didn't get out of the gate very well last year, and, you know, we're right there until the end. So he's been the same guy every day, and, you know, I think that's what it takes.
Yeah, fielding-wise, you won the Gold Glove last year at third. Not your natural position. How satisfying to be able to achieve that? And, again, it wasn't your natural position.
That was probably the best award that, you know, I could have won. You know, for me personally, just knowing the amount of work that me and Chris Woodward, our infield coach, you know, did, you know, he was unbelievably helpful for me. Just all the different things that he showed me and how to, you know, clean it up and make me comfortable over there.
Being a veteran and signing the big contract, do you feel like you need to exert more of a leadership role?
You know, I think there's different kinds of leaders. You know, I think we have a really good thing with Cano up at the top there. You know, Cano. What's great about Cano is, you know, he takes so much of the pressure off of everybody else, and everybody else can kind of settle into their role and do their job and do what they've been doing. So, you know, I think it all starts with him.
And with your brother doing quite well in the minors, just got promoted. Not long before we see two of you in the big leagues. What will that be like? Has he leaned on you much to this point?
You know, me and Corey are very close. You know, we talk pretty regularly, and, you know, we work out together in the off season with our other brother, Justin, and, you know, he's doing a really good job, and, you know, hopefully that day comes for him soon, and, you know, hopefully the day comes soon for Justin as well, so maybe there'll be three of us running around.
Pretty remarkable to have a family with potentially three big leaguers, as you say.
Yeah, it's been exciting. You know, our dad gets a lot of that credit. You know, he showed us, you know, how to play and everything, and he taught us the game of, and, you know, instilled the work ethic in us. So, I mean, that's all about him.
Okay, just winding down the new contract we referred to. Anything? Did you go out and buy anything special with that?
No, haven't done anything. Haven't done anything too special, to be honest with you. It didn't. It hasn't changed too much of the spending.
And being a new parent, or a year or so, a year and a half, how has that changed for you and your wife?
That's been huge. You know, we've been blessed with a little man. He's just under a year and a half now. So, you know, he's been amazing to get to watch him grow.
And I know your wife is active on Twitter, and you're still not. Is that correct?
No, I'm going to steer clear of that. I'm going to steer clear of that.
Why? Everybody seems to be doing it.
Right? Nah, that's not for me. That's, you know, I don't have anything interesting enough to say for that stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Grand Salami Seattle Mariners podcast on the SportsVirus.com.